Listen, it's The Bert Show.
Buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
This is either really good news or really bad news for people on the Hinge dating platform. As you've heard me say, it's not too great out here. Dating apps, not super fun. But on the Diary of a CEO podcast, the Hinge CEO says they're going to start moving away from the model where people match with each other, where you see somebody's profile and you like it, or somebody sees your profile and they like it, and then if you like theirs and you go out on a date. They said that they're moving towards a model where they're actually going to have matchmakers set people up on dates.
The bigger leap, though, is to move much closer to what feels like a matchmaker model. And that, I think, starts to solve some of the problems that you were just talking about, where it's less like you're just sitting there evaluating, and that whole idea of like creating a profile, matching, trying to chat, trying to move it off to a date. Like when you work with a matchmaker, you just have an interview and they learn who you are. They go out and interview other people and they say, hey, we think you all should meet. We'll set up the date. And then after the date, I'm going to follow up to see how it went and provide some feedback.
Interesting.
I think we can get closer and closer to that model where we're like going almost straight to setting up dates that are with a much higher likelihood of success than sort of leaving it on the user to create a personal advertisement for themselves and, you know, do all the work to sort of find through people that are going to like them, that will like them back, et cetera.
I think it's a really great idea in theory. I just do not see this happening at all. I don't see 99% of the people getting on this platform sitting down with a matchmaker and going through a whole interview process, because I think the majority of people who get on the apps, and I'm mainly really speaking towards guys, I think a lot of women would do this. I think they just kind of create it out of curiosity and then they sort of use it as like an online shopping platform.
I feel like we're slowly going back just to the old school way of dating, because like matchmaking was the thing back in the day. And this also, I don't know if y'all saw the Black Mirror episode about like a dating service, matchmaking or whatever. It kind of tainted my whole view of everything.
You said taint.
Yeah, I did.
I saw this TikTok the other day. It was a dude about your age, maybe a little younger, 24, maybe 23 years old. And he was saying that he wished technology, the kind of technology for dating, never existed. Like he wished that he could go old school and put the phone away, meet people out there in the wild, see them face to face, hit it off that way, or meet them through friends. And he was saying, like, I hate technology.
I'm the same exact way. I feel like every healthy, even friendship or relationship I've had came from a just natural kind of setting of where we just happened to meet. It was organic. So for me, dating is so important that I would want to be in charge of my own fate. Like, I want to be in control of whether or not I waste my time with somebody, not somebody setting me up.
You don't want someone to tell you who to waste your time with?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. You can do that on your own?
Yeah, I got that.
All right, T-Pain was involved in a hit and run accident in Atlanta, and he is coming for them.
Look, man, I know out here struggling and all that, and things are hard. Times is rough these days, but whoever just ran into the back of my damn truck, and whoever just hit me, my wife, my road manager, my driver, whoever just did that and drove the off, my life's about to get so much worse.
Yeah.
Oh my God. First of all, you left whole damn front of your truck. So we know what we're looking for now. You left your baby toy, so now we know you got kids. This is going to be, look, I know times is hard and I know things is rough out there, but I tell you what, is going too great for me to not make me want revenge right now, because you drove the off. And boy, that was the worst part. It wasn't even the wreck.
So I'm too small to go to jail. I know that. So it keeps me straight, keeps me in line, right? But also that this is just common sense. There's not a square inch in a downtown area that doesn't have a camera on it. You can't get away with anything anymore. Where are you driving to? They see the act. There's going to be some camera that sees the accident and you taking off. It's done.
Facts. And I would love to have been in the car when the person realized finally that the person that they hit and ran was somebody famous. And you are certainly not going to get away with this now.
Right.
Yeah, imagine finding out that you're going to get caught based off of a Twitter video from T-Pain. It's like, oh, that's who I hit?
Of all the people.
Yeah, and you know that this person went home and said, I got to be honest with you, I got in an accident today, and the person I hit looked just like T-Pain.
Never believe it.
Okay, Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry have some interesting relationship advice that I'm wondering about, you know, how you guys feel about it, the people in relationships, if you think that this is the key to sticking it out in the long run. So Orlando was recently getting interviewed and he was asked about his relationship with Katy Perry. And he said the key to it is just constantly letting go. If it's good, if it's bad, if it doesn't serve me, you got to let things go, which I guess is just basically being really good at forgiving.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No way. Because that stuff, you know what, you could say that you're pushing it to the side or whatever. At some point or another, it is going to come back in the form of like this little thing that your significant other does. And then all of a sudden, everything that you're like, it wasn't a big deal, becomes a big deal.
And it blows up. I agree wholeheartedly with what
It's just let it go.
Yeah, it's because it's the whole, the book that I read, and then you also gifted everybody, The Art of Not Giving an F.
Uh-huh.
You just have to give an F about the right things.
Yeah.
That's true. I read that book 3 times. I'm still struggling. I'm trying to let it go,
maybe,
man.
Maybe the audiobook is this next time.
Maybe.
I think, you know what? You just turned me around.
Okay,
you're right.
Wow, that's easy.
You really did.
See, you let it go.
All right, Megan Thee Stallion is getting sued by her former photographer who says he was forced to watch her get it on. It's on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.